One area, thank you, Gerhard. One area we haven't covered, David, is you've done a fair bit of work with John Bedwell, and we had John Bedwell on the filmed and went to his place looking at the microscope. So what are some of the observations that you've seen on the farm? I know you're talking on behalf of John Bedwell and his family enterprise. What are some of the benefits, or not so much benefits, but the observations you've seen on the farm since you've been having worked with John?
Well, a couple of things. I guess one is that he's broad acre and he's doing a couple of thousand acres. So he's showing that this is not just something for hobby farmers, that it can be used on a large scale. But I've taken a number of people over to have a look at John's property, and the most glaring thing is we pull up at the edge of his property and just have a look at the difference between over the fence between his and his neighbour's place, who are traditional farmers, and it's just, you can just see greater diversity in the pasture. It's a richer, greener colour, a lot more feed in the paddocks. So it's virtually, and it just gives the appearance of having a greater drought tolerance because of the amount of feed in the paddocks, even though he does have a lot of stock, and just a healthier paddock all round. Over.
Now, I think we'll finish this call. So, Gerhard, is there something
Hugo, can
you'd
I just,
like to
can
say?
Can I just sort of make a comment on that? Because I hadn't seen John Bedwell's property before that visit, and I knew of John because of the work that he'd done with the courses and the communication subsequent to that. But the thing that struck me more than anything else was John's willingness now to go beyond just thinking about the soil and how the soil's performing, but now looking at his management of the grazing, which is so important. And he recognises that extended grazing rotations are, and making sure that you've got sufficient recovery time, are essential to making sure that the soil then has the ability to continue working. There's no point in us putting a lot of work in the soil and we're getting all the microbes working when what we're doing is removing that solar panel. And often with cutting hay, for example, we're removing it at the time when the soil actually needs that cover, but we've chosen to take the hay away or graze it back very hard. And so really it's about being clear about how much work we put into the soil and then supporting it with above-ground management and protecting that work that we've already put into that soil.
The interesting thing was, Gerhard and David, was when we stopped recording on John's farm, was that he made this comment that 2 years ago they did 800 big round bales. I think the big rounds, big squares, I think they are big rounds. Last year they did 100, and this year, because his grazing management and his other management and extra grass growing, is not doing any at all, which that's a huge amount of energy saved, expense saved, and I think it's outstanding. So, David, would you vouch for John's system there, that is true, what I just said?
Yes, I think I'm glad Gerhard reinforced that the stock management and the rotational grazing. And yes, I've experienced on my own farm that not having to cut hay, just there's a huge expense saved there, but also you can get to the stage where your hay is still sitting in the paddock and waiting for when you need it. It just makes a very big difference to the bottom line. Over.
That's fantastic. And I think just to sum up, I'd like you, Gerhard and David, to sum up as to the how you see farming in the future and soil biology in the future, and just in general sum up, you know, what's in it for the farmer. So, Dave, do you want to go?
Okay. Sorry, Gerhard, do you want to go?
No, you go for it, mate.
Okay. Look, this might sound a bit cheeky, but from what I'm understanding now, please don't go to your local Department of Agriculture because you'll be getting information that's 20 years out of date. And you've got to get around people that are forward-thinking and are more concerned, as equally concerned about the environment as they are about their own bank balance. And what we're finding now that the two are compatible, and you can make a good living without destroying the environment. Over.
So, David, are you implying that you can make more money by using the biological system? Is that what you just tried to say then?
There's growing evidence that in good years the two systems will come out about equal in terms of production, but there's a significant reduction in costs in the biological system, and in the bad years, the biological people will have consistently been able to outperform the traditional chemical-based fertilising system. So to me, it's a no-brainer, but there are still people that are sceptical about it, so we just have to keep doing what we're doing. Over.
And I think that we are getting more precarious years, or have witnessed those, and more may be coming. So what you just said about making a profit or making having the conditions better for you in bad years makes a big difference. Now, Gerhard, what would be your message to farmers to, how would you like to sum up?
Well, I agree with David there that the economics is starting to really show its face a lot more as well with the so-called two different forms of farming. I guess what I'd like us to do as farmers, as soil managers, is to actually recognise that we've got a whole huge population of livestock that lives in the soil and works tirelessly with short and longer lifespans that then aid in the growth of plant material that then eventually finds its way to us in one form or another. And unless we recognise that those life forms there, the microorganisms that are employed or could be more usefully employed in a holistic management system, we won't be able to get the full potential of what farming could be about. And when you see them under the microscope, it usually opens up people's eyes to recognise that they need to start to work with those microorganisms. And obviously the earthworm, which is what we're passionate about and David's particularly passionate about, is a very good indicator that we're heading down the right track.
All right, well, we're going to leave it there, and we could talk about this forever, but thanks for your cooperation, mate. We'll catch you again later.
All right, well, yeah, it'd be good to catch up again soon, Dave.
Righto.
Okay. See ya.